The Creator Life is sponsored by the company Cebu. It's a co-working space that fosters creativity and collaboration, all while getting things done. Check them out in their two locations, Mandaue and Cebu IT Park. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. Get 50% off a day pass or a flexi pass when you jot down this code, CreatorLife50. That's CreatorLife50. To get 50% discount on a day pass or flexi pass from The Company Cebu. Thank you so much to The Company Cebu for sponsoring the podcast.
Hindi ko na sanay. I'm not used to being up this late for a podcast. Usually mag-record ako. Okay lang.
Mas gising ako ng ganito.
Oo. Alam ko. Natry ko nga to eh, yung gising ako hanggang 5 a.m. Kasi yung ibang event ano mga oras niya 1, 2, 3. Grabe yung ibang event.
Yeah, normally pag baliktad kasi yung oras natin, late yung event.
Yeah. Unless parang localized yung event, so parang okay lang. Pero if ganito magdamagan.
Yeah.
Oo. Unless sa Europe.
Sanay na ako ng ganito kasi, well, lagi kasing madalas kasi pag international events, madalas late night yung event. And aside from that, tawag dito, naglalaro ko minsan ng gabi. Mas gising kami ng gabi kasi late night ng gabi yung ano.
Of course. Yung lahat.
Yan.
Yung mga dapat mangyayari sa tech usually ganitong oras. Now,
yeah, actually.
Kaya nga late. Yung 10. Maaga nga yung 10 eh kasi ano.
Yeah, kasi if we're following you sa S series, sa S20, before actually is Barcelona. So sinusundan nating oras is Barcelona and then this time kasi it's nagla-launch sila sa San Francisco sa California. So sa California, ang alam ko yung launch kasi since pa-follow natin dun is yung West Coast na time, which is California, yung oras sa California. Parang dito sa Pilipinas, it's 4 a.m. So, it's either yung iba natutulog muna, gigising na maaga, or hindi natutulog, then
straight na, oh. Of course.
So, ganun ka-hassle.
Ayun. Buti na lang dito sa Cebu may holiday.
Okay naman kayo dyan.
Okay lang. Sana okay na. Hindi na bumalik sa dating gawi.
Yeah.
Kasi mahirap na. Especially ganitong time. Di ba kayo bumalik ng MECQ?
Yeah, kami naman yung nasa MECQ.
Ang saya ng buhay.
work from home naman ever since. So,
sanay naman. Ako tagal. Nasanay na ako. Sa tagal. Anyway. Sige, start na natin yung podcast in start na natin in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that makes sense of how different creators live. I'm Julian Sibi, that's S-I-B-I, and I'm really grateful that you're listening to the show. New episodes come out on Fridays, and bonus episodes pop up on Mondays or Wednesdays, kung hindi ako tinatamad. If you haven't already, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you're listening to podcasts. You can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps the show a lot. Or if you can, pero di ako pumipilit kasi gipit. You can support me on Patreon. That's patreon.com/JulianCB. So, probably the first time ever na ginawa ko to. Like, first time it's a late night. I'm not usually up.
Yeah.
Not usually
ako
up.
Yung late night.
Not usually up this late, pero there's a reason for this. It's because of my guest for this episode is Jam Ancheta of jamonline.ph. So welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome. Thank you sa invitation. Thank you sa invitation. Mm. Alam mo, gusto ko yung mga ganito eh. Mga nasa podcast, sa bahay lang. Instead na lalabas. So yeah. Thank you for the invitation. So guys, I'm Jam Ancheta of jamonline.ph and also youtube.com/jamancheta. So dalawa po.
Oh yeah.
Ayan.
Oo nga no, nag-YouTube ka na. So,
yeah.
I wanted to start with parang yung origin story mo. So like, how did you start getting into tech or paano mo napasok tong ginagawa natin na yun?
Ako matagal, sobrang tagal ko na sa industry. Some people doesn't know na nag-start ako with what I'm doing. Actually, nag-start ako mag-vlog when I was still in second year high school. That was 2003rd year or second year high school? That was 2008. Somewhere 2008.
Okay.
So, ganun katagal. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about this. I was writing about level up games. Normally, yung mga experience ko about level up games. So, I started with Grand Chase. That was my first ever blog post. I suck at English. Hanggang ngayon, 75 ako sa English yung second year high school ako. Mm-hmm. So, isa yun sa okay, magpa-practice ako ng English gamit yung medium na to. And then, yun nga, nagsimula ako sa gaming. Back then, I love playing RF Online. RF Online is still one of my favorite games ever, along with Ragnarok Online. Oh. And tagal ko naglaro nun. Sinashare ko lang experience doon. Then, my love for tech naman kasi ever since nandun na. Before, it was laptops talaga. And then, eventually, yung mga phones, Sony, Ericsson pa dati. Magkasama pa si Sony at si Ericsson.
Daming so, nostalgia.
Wala pang, wala pang Android back then. So, nandun na yung love for tech. Then, eventually, okay, interesting yung tech. May nagbabasa ng tech. Sinashare ko lang siya sa Facebook. Saan ko ba siya? Actually, hindi ko alam paano siya nababasa ng mga tao before. Kasi dati, even blogs...
Hindi pa masyado. Wala pa masyadong social media. Ano, Friendster. Pero even then,
Friendster,
hindi siya masyadong may link sharing na nangyayari.
Testimonial lang po. Nahingi lang po ng testy. Yan.
Testy at saka, yung parang design ng CSS, parang naka-glitter-glitter yung profile. So, walang masyadong links dun.
Funny thing about Friendster, actually, isa sa mga wake of back then in Friendster is HTML yung Friendster ko. Hindi siya CSS. So basically, it's like a website. I'm using this Marquesi trigger generator back then. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that one. Marquesi trigger generator, basically, instead of having yung parang tawag dito, instead of having yung normal Friendster na profile, it will redirect you. Using CSS, may lalagay yung code and it will redirect you to a page which is hosted din naman sa Friendster. Magiging siyang HTML. Basically, you can do anything that you want since HTML siya, para ka may sariling website. Then, hinahaluan ko doon yung mga codes na gusto ko. Eventually, okay, nilagay ko doon yung konting snippets na website ko. to Jerome Ancheta WordPress back then. I'm not sure if that's even alive. I think nakuha na nga yung jeromancheta.com by someone. Yes, actually, meron na kumuha.
Oh my gosh.
So, that was back in 2010. Then, yun, 2011, 2012, from Batangas. Kasi taga Batangas talaga ako. Pumasok ako sa UST, electrical engineering, and then doon, okay, nasa Manila na ako, doon ko na-discover, okay, parang may mga nag-contact sa akin brands. First mobile brand na lumapit sa akin is actually Nokia, for the Nokia E7. They were really supportive back then. The funny thing about the media back then is that yung mga media, online media, blogs, is separated sa trad. There was a discrimination before na, okay, yung mga, I'm not saying na lahat ng tao ganito, sa mga nakikinig. There were some traditional media na parang they're saying, okay, ano ba yan? Online media lang yan. Walang credibility yan. Walang journalistic integrity yan. Which I understand kasi sila nagtapos sila ng journalism, marami silang pinagdaanan. And then, nandun kami, biglang nasa event na, okay, gumawa lang ng website, nandun na kagad. So, nasa era pa yon ng shifting from traditional mediums to online media.
Iba pa yung dating niya before, no?
Compared iba pa. The online media was
still new.
Not that, parang, wala, actually hanggang ngayon, parang pinagdududahan pa din ng mga tao.
Pero I don't think not then, as much ngayon to.
Yeah, of course, not as much as before. So, dati talaga iba yung discrimination. Even the brands, may discrimination na nangyayari for the media people. So yan, and then yun, eventually I got invited by tech brands. Nag-ano talaga ako with jamonline.ph. Mga sumuporta sa akin before is Cherry Mobile, which is really supportive sa amin kasi back then walang pumapansin sa kanila sa Cherry Mobile. And then the online guys, kami super supportive namin sa kanila kasi they have really cool smartphones. Okay, affordable. I know back then it was crappy, but nag-improve naman siya over time. Then the Flare, Cherry Mobile Flare. Yeah, which is one of their most popular smartphones ever. Dumating until, then, nag-tell na lahat. It's a quad-core smartphone for 5,000 pesos yon. So, yun na yun. I mean, back then, that
back
was...
Back then,
Seryoso, but... sorry, dual-core smartphone. Dual-core smartphone or quad-core smartphone na may 5,000 pesos. Kami, parang kami, nag-ano kami sa Messenger, tama ba yung sinabi? 5,000 pesos?
So, iba yun doon, bati. Kasi like, you don't expect that at that price noon. Like,
yeah, back then it was shocking wala pang, kasi ang pinakamurang dual-core smartphone.
Double-digit pa, di ba? Yung price niya or
more
like
than double, more than 10,000 pesos, I think nasa 20,000 range. So nagulat yung mga tao about that one. So yeah, it's the start for Cherry Mobile. Then yun, eventually nag-evolve kami. I started YouTube channel, my YouTube channel. Hanggang ngayon nag-aral pa rin ako with YouTube channel. With my YouTube kasi back then talaga sobrang crappy niya. Hanggang ngayon, actually hanggang ngayon nakikringe pa rin ako minsan pag pinapanood yung videos ko. Then yan, eventually naging ganito na jamonline.ph ng 2020, my YouTube channel, and walang TikTok. Yun lang, walang TikTok.
Even ako, like, ayaw ko talaga yung TikTok. Bahala kayo, mag-enjoy kayo, fine. Kayo na mag-enjoy.
I'm not a fan of yung mga sayaw ng TikTok. So, yan.
titingnan ko na lang yung videos nyo. Huwag nyo lang ako isasali yung mga dance challenge nyo.
yes.
Anyway. So, ganun. It's like, marami nang pinagdaanan yung parang, online media through the years. Para siyang daming nangyayari. Because before, it was like, para siyang fringe na parang maliit lang, parang yung hinahanap pa siya. Ngayon parang full blast, parang nag-match na siya with the trad. Yung trad nga nag-adjust.
Yeah. Actually, the trad, yung sila yung nag-adjust. Kasi, ask any Gen Z people kung sino bumibili ng dyaryo these days. Diba?
Nope.
It's magazines. Marami sa kanila nag-shift to online, which is a good strategy. Maraming mga nasa trad nag-shift na rin to online. The people, yung mga journalists nag-shift na rin to online. So, yeah, so nag-iba yung industry. So, marami nagbago. Since 2010. It's a decade ago. My God, I'm old already.
Uy, old din ako. Parang
alam mo, ang funny thing doon, back in 2010, I was, ilang taon ako na? 16, 17, 18?
Parang same first time in advigad.
So, first time ko nakilala si Abe of Yuga Tech back then. Kilala ko Yuga Tech, then nakilala ko si Abe, then sabi sa akin, Di ba ikaw yung pinakabata dito? Yan. So back then, ako yung pinakabata. Ngayon. A decade later, wala na, tito na ako.
dami na. Oo. Yeah. Grabe. Dami na. Especially ngayon, I think dahil sa YouTube, parang it just proves na parang visual talaga yung tech. Like, sobrang visual niya. Like, dapat tingnan yung phone, dapat tingnan yung laptop, dapat tingnan, ano siya, visual medium na talaga siya mostly. Pero I think din na yung, may mga hindi, di masasabi. Like, you can't say everything in a YouTube video. Kasi, you would make it too long siguro, or I don't know, depende sa tao. So like, I feel like kaya nga may written pa rin kasi may marami ka pang masasabi pero baka hindi mo ma-fit in a YouTube video. Oh, so parang ganun.
Yeah, isa pa nga is nakita ko yung shift ng tao. Well, may nagbabasa pa rin naman ng websites, of course. But people these days, parang they want to consume more video content rather than written content. Kasi, for example, bakit nanonood ng tao ng TV instead of newspaper? People want to consume yung nakikita nila. Something that is easy to digest. Mm. Something that is entertaining. Sometimes, pag nagbabasa ka, it's not entertaining. It's not entertaining for some people. Pero pag nanonood ka, content creators can do a lot. Pwede gumawa ng comedy, ng jokes, may visuals like you've said earlier. Mm. So, iba pa rin pag may video compared sa written content. But for me, I still see it as nagko-complement with each other. Ganun naman yung nakikita ko. May nagbabasa pa rin, of course. Some people prefer na magbasa, some people prefer na manood. But I think mas marami lang lately na nanonood ang videos.
Especially ngayon na parang stuck sila sa bahay, so tumitingin na sila sa YouTube. So, yes, exactly. Para siyang, ano. Then, to the point na yung iba, I don't think yung iba, they're watching more than a minute ng video. That's to true. The point na, ano na lang, parang snippets na lang. Kaya nga yung makikita mo sa social media in terms of video content, short form talaga, kasi kalaban mo attention ng tao.
Yeah, the attention. Actually, sa YouTube, di ba? Makikita naman din yung attention span ng mga tao. Most of the time, in my videos, nasa 2 minutes to 4 minutes yata yung attention span, yung span ng panonood ng mga tao. So, nakikita mo doon yung graph. Attention span nila, it's going down.
Yeah, ngayon. Hirap kaya kung ano, hindi mo makuha. Like, unless yung tao talagang interested in the content. Like, exactly. mahirap kumuha. So,
yeah, exactly.
Anong usual mong mga tech personalities sinusundan mo usually? Like, even back then?
Well, ako, I forgot yung name ng isa. This guy had a cancer recently. Si Ollie. One of, well, of course, dito muna tayo sa local. Okay, let's go local muna. First, Tech Mob. I follow each and every Tech Mob. I'm part of Tech Mob, by the way.
Oh.
Kasama ko sina Mary, kasama ko sina Isa. Yeah, but si Isa, sina, even before sina Mary, si Isa, sina Leia, sina Jamie of Unbox, sina Gian. Matagal ko na silang kaibigan. I think 2012, Gian, Carlo, I think 2012, 2013. Kakilala ko na sila even before kami mag-video. So, yeah. Sila yung mga pinapanood ko locally. And then, of course, actually, halos lahat ng local. Sometimes, nag-discover ako ng mga content creators. May mga napapanood ako minsan, ang ganda ng content nila. Pero mostly, I stick to tech. Outside ng tech, hindi ako nanonood. Alam ko may mga sikat dyan, Tulfo, Jamil, yung mga ganyan.
I don't
watch them.
Same.
Wala ko sinasabi masama sa kanila.
Oh, pero of course. Preference din. Preference talaga yan. Oh, same.
Kasi kung makik- actually, pag makikita mo yung recommended video, hindi ko mapakita kasi may background.
Okay lang, okay
recommended
lang.
Recommended videos ko, it's either tech videos, gaming, and ano pa ba? Actually, yung mga clips sa movies or news. Yun lang. Wala kang makikita outside tech, gaming, and ano. So, yung interest ko lang talaga. So, actually, ako nanonood naman ako na may, okay, may mga bagong tech, minsan may mga nagko-comment. Hindi ako, bihira ako mag-reply sa comments, actually. Kasi parang natitrain ako tuwing umiyak ako ng bahay, so wala akong gana mag-reply. But, binabasa ko talaga each comments na nababasa ko. Pag minumura nila ako, may death threats, okay, binabasa ko yun, wala akong pakialam sa kanila.
Part of
but
the course.
Yeah, it's the tech people yung pinapanood ko talaga. Madami actually.
Dami
Madami, more than 400 subscriptions.
Oh, nga,
so, hindi ko lahat na subscribe, but marami akong pinapanood.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly kasi talaga international yung napapanood ko aside dun sa mga local. Na ano. Well, of course, lahat naman yata nanonood kay MKBHD.
Of course. Yan. Tagal na.
Sina Dave Lee, so the typical guys na ano na mga pinapanood, sina of course Android Authority back then nung si Joshua, like, even si Joshua pa
even before si Joshua yung ano,
yeah, pero
yung drop test pa yung Android Authority.
Oh yeah, I remember that. So pero ngayon ang pinaka favorite ko talaga sa tawag dito sa YouTube is dalawa actually. Isa hindi ko kilala yung real name pero it's si Let's Game It Out kasi mahilig ako sa gaming videos. Number two si Linus. As in lahat tech tips, short circuit.
Ako din.
So kasi prefer ko yung approach niya kung paano gumawa ng videos. Comedy, quirky, and hindi boring.
Then so, walang hiyang sponsors.
Yes. Best yung mga sponsors.
Oh, kasi at least na-realize niya early on nung nagsimula siya naglagay ng sponsors. Na-realize niya dapat ko gawin 'to kasi if hindi ko gagawin, paano ko mapapakain yung mga tao ko? So, parang ganyan. Oh, kasi dami, I think now parang nag-reach na sila ng 30 people or something ngayon.
Yeah, malaki yung team ni Linus. Actually ang nung nasa Computex kami sa Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Ilang beses ko na nakikita si Linus sa Computex. May team siya. Every time pumunta sila sa Computex and yung production level nila is mas maganda pa sa TV production kasi alam niyo ba, nakalimutan ko ng tawag doon eh. Pero yung camera na suot-suot na may suit.
Yung suit.
As in, ganong stabilizer. May ganon, may guy pa na may boom mic. So, kompleto sila.
I think naka-red na sila noon.
TV level sila ng production. Ganon yung production nila. So,
grabe.
imagine yung team nila. If they can do that production, imagine yung post-edit nun. Kung kano kasakit sa ulo. Kung kano karami taong gumagawa nun. And sabi mo nga, naka-red, di ba? Ako nga, hindi ko ma-handle yung isang video na ano lang, red pa, na iwalay audio, tapos ang laki ng files ng red. Sakit sa ulo yun, promise. Sakit sa ulo.
Kaya nga, para at least yung journey niya, paano yung red camera, yung server na mag-handle nun, yung storage niya.
Yeah.
Ginawa na niya ng video para at least parang yung ROI malaki. Kasi malaki kaya yung bayad. So at least parang every step ng journey nila parang dinocument talaga.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure na ano, malaki naman ang Linus Tech Tips. I mean, yung revenue nila, I mean, they have their own store. They have a very large fan base. And of course, pag yung mga brands, especially components and PC brands, they can touch Linus. Pag may dinis siya, didis niya yun kung gusto niya. Wala siyang pakialam kung ma-blacklist siya or hindi. Nakikita ko sa kanya yung ganun.
And then, ano lang, kasi yung, I think na gain niya yung ano, kasi parang the most difficult thing with being a content creator talaga is ano, besides the quality, kasi dapat of course pang matagalan, so dapat i-up mo talaga yung quality over time. So yung consistency, na imagine one video, ilan na yung sa LTT, parang 7 videos per week. So basically one a day. Then tapos may ibang channel pa. So grabe.
Hassle 'yun. Sakit sa ulo 'yun.
Oo. Kaya may ano ba 'yun? May nahirapan nga yung once a week. How much more yung once a day na parang ano, clockwork yung gawa.
So, actually, oo. Sobrang hassle nung shooting, editing, and everything.
Kaya nga yung, I think, narinig ko yung he was talking about nung yung simula, nung need talaga niya yung may taga-shoot at taga-edit kasi hindi niya alam himself. So, yung simula. So, nag-hire talaga siya kahit siya mismo hindi binabayaran. Basta mabayaran niya yung tao niya when he was starting out. So, tingnan niya yun. Grabe na. Malaki na talaga. Hinahabol. Yeah. So, yun. I'm amazed by how people start out then tapos ganun na yung success nila. Si MKBHD na yung nagbi-video lang siya sa bahay.
Yeah. Yung, iba I pag I can still remember your first video niya. Oh my God. That's
yung,
kitchen.
yung web, parang webcam pa yun. Ah.
Yeah, webcam. Puberty. Nasa puberty pa lang si si Marcus back then.
Yun.
So, kaya bigay na siya, tangkad.
Tangkad. Malaki na nang. So, ano lang. Like, daming I think of all the not to say with other niches kasi hindi ko alam. I just have exposure sa iba kasi andito sa Cebu parang ako lang yung tech tapos yung iba maraming mga niche. So parang na-observe ko yung iba. Parang ang iba yung may secret na awayan na I don't know why. Yeah. Pero sa tech parang bihira talaga or like wala akong makita. It's like everyone is friendly. I mean, yeah, I think before meron, I'm not sure.
Meron mga small na away sa tech. Actually, may naaway ako before. Kasi personally, I hate people who are... kasi ito, yung naaway ko before, hindi ko na may mention yung pangalan niya, nagka-copy-paste siya before. As in, copy-paste. Literally copy-paste. Uh-oh. Without sourcing, without anything from GSM Marina, ganyan. And I hate that kasi na-damage yung reputation ng tech industry, ng online media, which is still building back then na parang hindi pa ano yung integrity. So yun, may mga ganun. Pero mostly sa tech these days, actually, hindi ko lang kung may nag-gatekeep, pero I don't think meron.
I don't think so.
Wala yata nag-gatekeep yata. Ay, hindi ko ma-assure. Hindi ako spokesperson ng tech media ng Pilipinas. Oh. But I can say that, I think most tech people are friendly. Mm. Some people don't realize, kasi minsan may mga nagko-comment na parang, okay, si Gian kaibigan ko yan, super tagal na. Some people think na, okay, baka nagko-compete kayo ni ganito. May nag-comment before, nagko-compete daw kami ni Alex Rivera, Technoclass, which is... si Tech Inspected na ngayon din, sina Gian, nagko-compete daw kami lahat. So, hindi nila alam, behind the scenes, yung video ni Gian or ni Alex, minsan kamay ko yun or kamay ng iba kasi nagtutulungan kami behind the scenes. For example, Galaxy S9 yata, no. S9 or Note 9 back then, parang doon yata nag-comment yun. Yung basta Galaxy yun May nag-comment na parang nakikipag-compete daw kami sa isa't isa. So, di nila alam na kaming more than 20 media nagahati-hati sa limited devices at nagtutulungan sa pag-shoot ng video. Pero hindi nila alam. Nasa likod ng camera, ganun kami. Walang competition. Mostly tulungan, helping each other. I don't think may nag-aaway. I don't think may nananapak. I think merong iba, but hindi ko sila siguro friends, but circle, most people that I know, tech is very welcoming sa mga tao.
Oo. Like, even sa international, like, may mga packets sila, then I think, or even yung mga packets, mga friendly naman sila lahat. I mean, may edge case lang na parang, Pero usually, oh, meron naman may mga off chance na meron. Pero usually friendly talaga yung mga tao sa tech.
Most tech guys are friendly. Pero minsan, like for example, ito maganda example sa Computex. Pwede ba ako magmura dito? Hindi. Bawal.
Magmura ka nga. Late night na talaga to eh. So, go.
So, kwento ko kasi to. So, iku-quote ko lang siya. So, merong guy na, okay, nasa Computex kami, Asus Computex, I think that was the Zenfone 3 launch. So, that was 2016 or 2015, parang ganun. And then, there's this guy na, okay, nakaupo na lahat, nagpe-present na si Johnny Shee, the chairman of Asus. And then, okay, nagpe-present na. Then, there's this guy na may camera, biglang tumayo sa audience. So, yung mga camera guys sa likod, kasi sa likod yung parang, yung nakalagay yung mga,
pang stream or whatever.
Yung mga talaga. Oo, yung mga ano talaga, yung nasa TV or yung mga pang video talaga, nagkukuha. So, may sumigaw. Na talagang galit na galit. So, get the fuck down! Gumaganon siya. As in, paulit-ulit. So, kami tawa kami ng tawa. So, those are the times na may tension na nangyayari sa mga creators. Also, pag, for example, nasa Unpack. Ito, Unpack talaga maganda example. Sa US. Pag nando ka sa mismong Unpack, sa New York sa San Francisco, okay, cover, tapos yung event. Pagkatapos ng event, alam mo nangyayari dyan, after the camera na matapos. Actually, hindi pa tapos yung camera. Habang nagpapaalam na dyan si TM Ro, dati si JK, I forgot yung kanya
pa. JK, oh, JK. Kalimutan yung last name. Shin, JK. Shin ba yun?
Basta yun, yung JK Shin yata, former head of mobile division. Ang nangyayari niyan, people are running. Media people are running papunta dun sa
hands-on
area. As in, habulan, takbuhan. And then, pagdating doon, wala. Pag hindi ka nauna doon, wala. Hindi ka makahawak agad na unit. And then, makikita mo doon, The Verge and Gadget, the popular. Nandun na sila kasi may team sila. So, nakaready na yung team nila doon. So, doon yung may, ano, yung mga not-so-friendly
parts.
Moments na nangyayari. But, that's industry eh. I mean, if hindi ka nauna, di ba? Media to eh. Creators to eh. So, if hindi ka nauna, di ba, mauhuli ka. So, syempre, kailangan mo kagad magawa yung mga trabaho mo para makatapos ka din na mas maaga, para mapanood ka agad ang viewers mo.
Totoo.
Yeah, so, yun. Yun lang naman yung nangyayari so far.
Yun lang. The usual na parang hindi siya yung part of the business siya. Hindi siya yung like may personal beef sa tao na parang hindi naman siguro ganun. Kasi yung mga nakikita ko sa Twitter parang friendly na joke lang na parang ganun.
Yung mga ano lang yun. Wala lang yun. Mga friendly lokohan lang yung
kumbaga. Lokohan lang. So yeah. Yun, yung iba parang di ko alam kung may away ba or may like parang either Cold War siya na style or parang out of the wild. Di ako sure. Parang nag-iiba-iba yan. Depende. Pero usually meron. Sa tech, di ko makikita usually. Unless yung mga obvious.
I don't remember anything sa tech na may ganun. I don't remember anything actually.
So, ano lang. So, sige. Ang weird lang sa mga phone na yun kasi parang they're going up in price na, then they seem yung hirap na mag-recommend ng flagship for some, like parang this year and last year parang hirap mag-recommend ng flagship unless gusto talaga ng tao.
Kasi ngayon parang mga mid-range smartphones, they're getting competitive. Actually, for example, for Samsung, this one, the nawawala. So, yeah. This one, the Galaxy A71, 48 megapixel or 64 megapixel. Something like that. But for some people, dati kasi, if you were talking about flagship smartphone, makikita mo yung difference between a mid-range smartphone and a flagship smartphone. these days, if you have like this one, the Galaxy A71, an example ko lang ah, kasi Samsung. Kasi for some people, hindi na nila makita yung difference. On a consumer level na walang pakialam masyado about yung highest performance or the best camera, they don't see the difference between a flagship smartphone and a mid-range smartphone. So yung gap kasi na mid-range and also the flagship smartphone are getting thinner yung gap nila. So yeah, some people na walang pasyadong pakalam sa phone, some people are just getting the mid-range smartphones, not the flagship smartphones. But I think in the future, isa sa mga makapag-set ng, kasi ngayon smartphones are getting saturated eh. So parang okay, another phone. Ano naman bago dyan? Ba't pa ako bibili niyan? 60,000, 70,000, di ba? Ganun yung reaction nila. Kung pwede naman ako bibili ng 20, 30,000, ganun yung reaction nila. So, what I think in the future, what smartphone manufacturers can do is foldable. I mean, that's where you can start next. A different segment eh. Doon mo makikita siguro, okay, baka bumalik doon yung flare ng flagship, but lately, parang, okay, ba't ako bibili niyang ganyang phone, pwede mo magandang phone na lang. So, some people are just resorting to mid-range smartphone, and not a flagship smartphone.
Para, no. Ako,
gusto ko. Personally, ako, favorite ko sa Samsung A71 eh. Ano pa ba? Actually, may mga favorite, even the Nova 7. I like the Nova 7.
New Nova 7. I mean, yeah, so, there's the but walang Google, pero you can deal with it. Depende na sa tao.
I can deal with that. Yeah, I can deal with that. Ako, personally, I can deal with that kasi Microsoft yung ginagamit ko mostly na cloud service.
Okay, yeah. So,
except Google Mail. Except Gmail.
Ay, hindi naman. Gmail is Gmail.
Yeah, then Maps kasi not really. I use Waze. More on navigation, not maps. I don't remember the last time na gumamit ako ng maps aside sa desktop. So yeah. So yeah, kaya ako mabuhay with WoW.
Then parang effective naman din yung Waze kasi binili naman din yung ni Google. So parang same na yung nangyayari.
More navigation lang sa akin si Waze.
Oo.
So yun talaga yung habol ko with maps.
Ayun. So I think depende talaga how people look at it. Pero depende. Kung sa West talaga ayaw nila yung walang Google.
Oh yeah, of course. Ako kaya ko mabuhay. Personally, kaya ko mabuhay. I'm not being biased sa Huawei. I love their cameras. I love their... Okay, malaking kawalan yung Google Play Store. Malaking kawalan yung Google applications. But for me, kaya ko nabuhay. May gumagamit ako ng P40 ko ngayon. I still have my P40. I'm still using it. Ngayon, nag-iba lang ako ng phone because I have to review other devices. Oh. But yeah, I like the P40. And walang so, Google yun.
Yeah.
Hindi ko nilagyan.
Ba't pipilitin kung wala?
True.
And besides, ano lang, like, I feel na if hindi naman lang yung, for example, ako, kung may phone ako tapos may laptop, then yung phone ko walang Google, edi doon na lang ako sa laptop. Although, yeah, may mga inconveniences in a way, pero meron naman yung laptop. Pwede ko naman i-access yun. So, in a way, parang doable siya. Pwede siyang gawin. I don't know why. Di ko lang alam yung other reasons doon sa West bakit di nila kaya mabuhay. Walang Google.
Walang Google. Shado silang reliant sa Google. Oh. Ako kasi, madalas side-loaded applications, ganyan. Problem ko lang with games or applications that needs to be synced with Google. Kaya most of the time when I am logging in sa mga games like PUBG Mobile, ganyan, I use Facebook, hindi Google, hindi Gmail. So, para wala rin akong problema in the future na ano, na login sa mga applications.
Login sa apps. Kasi 'di ba yung Facebook, I think they're doing their own updates din. So sila na nag-update sa sariling apps nila. So hindi sila dadaan sa Play Store.
Yeah, pwede yan actually. Pwede yan. Gusto nilang mag ano ng sarili nilang ecosystem kumbaga. For their applications and for their
Kasi
apps.
Mahirap din if you're over reliant on another platform. Tapos 'di ba?
Oh yeah, that's true. If you're a big company, masyado ako nagre-rely sa Google.
Hirap.
Yeah, mahirap. So, that's why they're creating their own platform for that.
Kaya nga, like, in my opinion, gusto ko maging successful talaga yung HMS. Kasi, it would provide an alternative din to ano, yung mga phone.
Yeah, gusto ko rin mag-succeed dyan. Oh. So far naman parang may budget sila to succeed, ayan, to grow. Hopefully tuloy-tuloy. I'm really interested kung magkameron ng competition for the Play Store, for mm-hmm. Google applications. And Huawei is doing it really good pagdating sa ecosystem nila. Mm-hmm. I mean, even without the help of Google, they have yung Huawei Share sa laptop sila. And then, of course, sa mga wearable devices nila, they now have the speaker. So, hopefully, we'll get to know more soon about sa mga products sila na magbibuild ng ecosystem nila for smart homes and smart products.
Oh, to the point na parang we're on the way na parang what if mag-ditch na talaga sila sa Android. Pero for now, parang hindi pa nila kaya gawin. For now. So, we'll see. We'll see. So, ganun.
Yeah. Interesting ang ano ni Huawei. Interesting yung direction nila.
Oo. Kasi, to be fair, they have a template. They have a template. They're not just doing it like sa out of their original idea. They're just using a template that has been used before.
Yeah. Pero they have the money, they have the resources, they have the technology, unlike other manufacturers.
Mm.
They have 5G. That's why parang sa smart home ecosystems, parang gusto nila maging seamless yun. Kasi they're leading in 5G. Eh.
Oh.
Especially in Pilipinas. Every infrastructure that we have here in the Philippines.
Diba yung both? Yung almost, both 5G? Actually, oh, yung both na...
Almost. Kasi Ericsson meron din eh. Alam ko, si Smart. May Ericsson. Then Globe is 100% Huawei.
Oh.
Kasi mas mura. And mas modular ang kanilang infrastructure compared to their 5G.
To be fair, yung kasi yung background ko lang, like I have some knowledge when it comes to parang yung telecom na technology. So yung reason talaga yung bakit nauna yung Huawei sa 5G, kasi yung 4G dati nila, especially in China, parang same-same lang sa 5G. So paglipat ng 5G, parang maliit lang na tweak, tapos na sila. So dun. Whereas yung LTE sa West, may difference. So, paglipat ng 5G, dapat upgrade lahat ng equipment. So, yun ang mangyayari. So, dapat nauna talaga si Huawei compared to ano, yung iba.
Yeah.
Ayun. Anyway, so, parang lumalalim yung tech talk. So, ito na. What can you say so far sa YouTube experience? So, ano yung mga nakikita mong like realizations, struggles, experiences yung while being on YouTube? Kasi kasi sinabi mo parang you're newer on YouTube than ano than writing.
Yeah. So what I see in YouTube kasi I think nasa stage na ako na nasa kami na yung mga tito na YouTubers sa tech. Kasi, sina Mary, nandiyan na, we have, sina Liz, Tech Beans, sina Poy, maraming YouTubers sa ngayon. 4 years ago, they don't exist sa tech industry. But now, they're the biggest ones sa tech. Realizations, well, I think, sa mga gustong mag-build ang sarili nilang YouTube channel, huwag kayo masyado ma-discourage na isa lang nanonood sa inyo, isa 10 lang, ganyan. It's consistency. Focus on your content. Always focus on your content. Content is always the king, sabi nga. And huwag masyadong magpakalunod. For example, yung idea about I'm doing this para magkameron ako ng free phone. I'm doing this para magkameron ako ng free tablet. That is not the right mindset. The right mindset for tech creators, sa tech creators lang ako nag-aano kasi hindi ko alam outside tech.
Oh, of course.
So, for the tech, sa mga future tech creators, mga gusto mag-build na sarili ng kanilang tech channel, focus on the content, not on what you can get, not on the benefits na makukuha mo once you're there. Kasi honestly, pag nasa point na kayo, nakakuha kayo ng phones every day, magsasawa kayo kasi kailangan nyo gumawa ng content.
Oo.
Yun yung nakakapagod.
May halaga yun. Hindi lang yun binigay for the sake of binigay yun. No,
kailangan mong gumawa ng content.
Oo, may katapat yun. Hindi yan pwede. Hindi yan pwede bigay lang. No, that's not how it works.
If you're in the right mindset na, okay, I'm doing this for, because my passion to create content, nasa tamang mindset ka, and everything just follows through. Yung content mo, mas maganda. For example, if gusto mo maging tech, magre-reviewer ka sa mga tech products, if you're into, like, following lang ng, gusto mo lang magkamera ng free phone, gusto mo ng free tablet, binigyan ka ng free phone, free tablet, eventually, ang gusto mo maging content is maging case as na lang sa brands. No. Please don't be like that. When you're reviewing gadgets, when you're reviewing devices, dapat may integrity ka. Dapat may credibility ka. And to build that, dapat yung mindset mo is to do the right thing. Huwag kang mag-review pag ayaw mo, pag pangit yung product. Huwag ka mag-review ng maganda if pangit talaga yung product. So, mga ganong bagay. So, again, if nasa tamang mindset ka, if a mindset mo is not to get free stuff, okay, mag-review ka because gusto mo mag-review, maka-create ka na mas magandang content. And mas magandang content equals mas marami magsusubscribe sa'yo. Mas marami magsusubscribe sa'yo equals magiging kang Linus Tech Tips na, well, Linus Tech Tips na team na lumalaki palalo. Growing every day. Kasi, sa totoo lang, this job, being a content creator is, kala nyo hindi siya nakakapagod. Guys, pagod na kami. I have more than 20 phones right now and almost half of them I need to review of these devices. Ganun nakakapagod na pagiging content creator. So, hindi ko kayo dinidiscourage. Pinapresent ko lang sa inyo yung reality on what you can expect pag naging content creator kayo.
Yun. So, like, if you're not, di ka talaga ready, hindi. I mean, to be honest, you're never ready for everything. Pero if wala ka sa mindset na yun na yung gagawin mo eventually, then walang patutunguhan.
Yeah, you need to have the right mindset to build something. Oh. Consistency.
Yan. Then I think kaso nga if you're starting out, why not start out with the things you have? Hindi naman but naman maisip mo na gusto ka mag-tech reviewer kung wala kang tech sa buhay mo at that point in time. So start there.
Start with what you have. Ganun ako nagsimula. Nagsimula ako ng wala pa rin akong pera, pero wala rin naman akong pera before. It's something na maging resourceful. Kasi ako, nagsulat-sulat ako ng news before, then eventually, naano nila ako. Then back then, may Nokia review program back then. It was international. Hindi siya Philippines. So, kasi dati ang uso pa forums. May kanya-kanyang website, may kanya-kanyang phone.
Totoo.
So, magre-request ka, ano ba ginagawa mo, ang trabaho mo, and then, ano ba yung influence mo, bakit ka na yung papahiramin. So, napahiram ako. Doon ako nag-start. I reviewed the Lumia 800. So, no, not 800.
820?
Yeah, 800 I think hindi pa Windows Phone back then. Nokia X7. The first na na-review ko sa kanila. So, Express Music X7. Mukha siyang Transformers na phone. So, yun yung mga times na parang nagsisimula pa lang ako. And then, hindi ko lang paano ako napunta doon. Just be creative. Continue on what you're doing. Create on what you have. Create on products on what you have. I mean, there are applications na pwede nyong gawin, gamitin. You can create a React video or whatever. Just be unique. Something na content na papanoorin ng mga tao.
And to be fair, mas madali ngayon compared to before. Kung maghanap dati, ka. Dati, grabe.
Oh, Lord. Dati, alam mo, reklamo namin dati. Wala kami nare-receive na email. Wala kaming nare-review na phone. Today, tumingin ako sa kaliwa ko, may phone ako dito. Tumingin ako sa kanan ko dito, meron akong phone dito. Kahit sa nyata ako tumingin ngayon, may smartphones na dito sa kwarto ko. So,
kung
problema na yan. Pagod na kami. Like,
kung wala ka sa point na mapapagod ka, then I think, dapat, pagsikapan mo talaga. It's not,
yes,
it's not for the ano week with dapat mong dapat porsigido ka talaga. It's not something you just magically do. So
yes, yes,
hard work pa rin yun.
Grabe. Yeah, that's true. Hard work pa din.
Mm-mm. Kahit anong niche, yung mga travel blogger dyan, yun yung ano, yung grabe yung pinag-isipan. Actually, sila nga yung kawawa ngayon kasi walang masyadong travel ngayon. So, sad.
Oh, sila yung affected talaga.
Oo.
So, hotels, travels, talagang tinamaan lahat.
Mm, so, kaya nga nagtaka ako, bakit parang walang nangyari sa tech, ha? And if anything, parang dumami yung effect niya sa buhay natin. So, malaki talaga siya. It's a whole new world, kumbaga. Did not mean to reference something.
That's true.
Oo.
Yeah, pero that's true. That's true.
Oo. Iba na. Like, dati, nasanay naman ako mag-usap with people online, pero hindi ganun, hindi, not like this na parang halos everyday kausap mo online.
Yeah.
Ayun, oh.
Na iba yung that. Iba eh, iba eh.
Oh, so, ayun. Anyway, okay. I think pwede na natin itapos yung episode. So, ano siya?
Okay,
so, sige. Ito na, this is the part of the podcast where pwede ka mag-plug. Kahit parang nag-plug na tayo for...
Yeah, I think nag-plug. Pero pa-plug ko pa din. Ulitin ko na lang ulit.
Oh, ulitin
so,
mo na.
Yeah, so guys, una, thank you sa pag-invite sa akin dito sa podcast. Mm. Then, of course, follow me guys at youtube.com/jamancheta. So, subscribe. And of course, check out my website, jamonline.ph. Tweet me, Instagram, at jamancheta. Minsan, hindi ako nagre-reply, pero yes, binabasa ko po. And of course, my Facebook page, facebook.com/jamonlineph. Then my Facebook group din ako. Mas gusto ko sana sa Facebook group lahat. So, para mas engaging lang with other people, facebook.com/groups/jamonlineph. Yeah. So, sa mga...
Ayan. So, swerte pala ako, ni-reply ako.
Bisan kasi, dami kasi talaga. Bisan actually yung page ko, hindi ako nakareply sa mga tao.
Oo.
Lunod ako.
Anyway.
Ganun.
So ganun. Thank you. Thank you for being on the podcast, right. Jam. Na-appreciate ko talaga. So, ako naman mag-plug. So, updates on the podcast are on social media. That's Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow me personally on all that social media platforms at Julian CB. That's JULLIANSIBI. Since nag-usap na kami about tech, so check out my tech blog at utterlyrandomtechie.com. Di ko masyado pinopromote dito kasi hindi to tech podcast. Kahit nag-usap tayo about tech, hindi to
tech
podcast.
Actually.
Okay lang. And yeah, leave a rating review on Apple Podcasts. That helps this show a lot. And yun, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Guys, until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your life, enjoy being at home. Tama ba yun? Pwede naman siguro mag-enjoy.
Well, actually, pwede.
Pwede,
they
pwede.
They should enjoy staying at home. Mas mabuting nag-stay at home.
Oh, stay at home kayo, guys. Bye! Ayan.
Ganda.
Ganda.